USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hardline Republican immigration bill in the U.S. House is dead, failing on a vote of 193 to 231 yesterday. And more than 40 Republicans joined all Democrats in voting no on it. Then a vote on a more moderate bill was being considered, originally for today. But Republican Representative Mike McCall of Texas says now,
we're basically going to put this vote off until next week. This will give us time, I think, to work out our differences.
This morning, President Trump tweets, quote, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and Congress members in November, adding we can pass great legislation after the red wave. The European Union may today announce new tariffs on a wide range of American products in retaliation for the president's tariffs on foreign-made steel and aluminum. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
President Trump is hoping to merge the U.S. Departments of Education and Labor as part of his push to reduce the size of federal government and reduce bureaucracy. At a cabinet meeting yesterday, his budget chief Mick Mulvaney said the federal government is still being run from an early 20th century blueprint. And he says it's not necessary to have both the Department of Education and the Department of Labor separate when they do many of the same things.
We're solving that by putting Ed and Labor together and making them responsible and them accountable.
Congress, though, would have a big say in whether that consolidation was to happen. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is now being dropped by a top speaker's bureau, Leading Authorities Incorporated, parting ways with Lewandowski after he mocked and then dismissed the story of a 10-year-old immigrant who has Down syndrome who was separated from her family. He did so during an interview on Fox News and hasn't apologized. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Conservative columnist and longtime Fox News contributor Charles Krauthammer has died at 68. Earlier this month, Krauthammer had revealed that he was in the final stages of losing a battle with cancer. Krauthammer graduated from Harvard Medical School back in 1975 from his hospital bed as he was recovering from a diving accident that left him a quadriplegic. Again, Charles Krauthammer has died at the age of 68. Three men accused of bombing a Minnesota mosque are being charged with hate crimes. The suspects were charged with arson last year for that bombing near Minneapolis, but now a federal grand jury has added civil rights and hate crime charges. Prosecutors say the men traveled from Illinois to Minnesota purposely to toss a bomb at that mosque last August. There's a report IHOP's recent promotional name change stunt has not had much impact on customer traffic. You may remember the chain wanted to promote its new and improved line of hamburgers.
Burgers so burger and good, we're even changing our name to the International House of Burgers.
Data collected by Foursquare reportedly indicates there was only a slight increase in foot traffic to IHOP/IHOB locations in the days that followed the stunt. It also claims female customers actually declined after that promotion, though in a statement the restaurant chain denies that. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.